We're on the Gemara on Testament Beis, running out to Yudam and Aleph, where the Gemara had said, Beferish, working through the list, according to the Chum, there are three dinim that are similar, according to the Remeir, four. And the Gemara's criteria was that things that are listed are the Rabbanan are there, things that are the Arais are not there. And the Gemara had said, if that's the case, we know that our cause is the Arais, so why is it on the list? The Gemara answer is really only the Rabbanim, because there's Jewish Eidim Asira, and if that's the case, it drops it to be the Rabbanim, because you might rely on them to be Eidim Asira, or you might not get Eidim Asira. We had different formulations, you remember that? And then the Gemara asked the Kasha, well, how do you tell me that our Kos is based on Rabbi Lazar when Reb Shimon on the Mishnah in Yudim and Beis Machshers the Get Isha and the Star Shukra right in our cause, based on the validity that what? That Reb Shimon's holding like Rabbi Lazar. So by process of elimination, the implication is that Tanakhama is not Rabbi Lazar. So how can you tell me that? So the Gemara says, Ike Benayu, the Gemara says in the top of Yudam and Aleph, let's see inside. The Gemara says in the top of Yudam and Aleph, it says, Ike Benayu, Eliezer, I want you to read. Ike Benayu, what? Shemos. Oh. So what does that mean, the Shemos Mufakin? So let's see Rashi. Go ahead.
He could be not your shameless Mufakin. Klomar, Tanakama, the sheep say, Derbalazar, Kai.
Koi. Meaning Tanakama's also going like a Balazar. Go ahead.
In Rabbanan, who the apostle?
Rabbanan, the apostle, Dilma what? Oh, you might rely on them, on the Chasumim, and give it in front of them. Meaning that Rashi basically is echoing what he says on Amud Beis, right? That you might actually rely on them to be what? To be Eidim Asira. You remember that Rashi we saw? On the bottom of Yudam Zilma Kusim Mesri Ba'apayu. He's saying the same thing there. Go ahead. If these are Goyish names are so famous, I don't know, whatever, you know, Paul, Peter and Paul, whatever it is, you know, Matthew. Matthew's, you know, sometimes a Jewish name, but you know, the Christian name, okay? A Christian name. Go ahead. No Jewish guy's ever called by those names. You never get the motor of a lawsuit. You don't get to that point because we're never going to lie on them. The coolie what? Yeah, you're never going to lie on them without Eidim Asira. That's a little bit of a steer at the end of that Rashi. You notice that? Do you guys notice that? The end of the Rashi seems to say that the concern is that what? It's not a steer, but the concern is you're going to rely on them alone. You know what I mean? Either are you going to rely on them to be Eidim Asira, or are you going to rely on them alone and not have any Eidim Asira? It's kind of like he says both there. You know what I'm saying? Does everyone get what I'm saying in Rashi? You read the Rashi closely? What's the concern? The concern of having Goyim sign is you're going to rely on them to be your Eidim Asira, or you're not even going to get Eidim Asira and just rely on them alone. So I'm saying the end of that Rashi seems to say that the concern would be that you rely on them on your own, not to use them as Eidim Asira. Okay? But we're not concerned with that because everyone knows that they're what? Everyone knows that they're Goyim. So, Lamaisa, that's not considered to be a problem. I'm wondering if anyone...
Is there a problem?
No, it's not a problem. I'm just saying... You could say it's both. No problem. I'm just pointing out in Rashi that I think you see both.
Yeah.
If you read Rashi closely, because we had Rashi on Yudim and Beis saying relying on them. And then we had... And then you remember we had Rashi on Testament Beis, the bottom Rashi, saying you're relying on them without any Masira. So on Yudim and Aleph, I want you to put on your notes, you got both, all in one Rashi. You got what I say? I'll say it one more time. On Testament Beis at the bottom, Rashi says you're going to come to rely on them without any Masira. Rashi on Yudim and Beis says you're going to rely on them to be your Eidim Asira. And Rashi on Yudim and Aleph has both. The beginning of Rashi is you're going to rely on them and give it in front of them, right? And the end of Rashi is you're going to rely on them without what? Without any Eidim Asira at all. So I think it's you put together those three Rashis. It's interesting, the Bar Yaakov doesn't mirror this. He doesn't mirror this, but I think if you read it closely, that's what's going to happen, okay? That's what's going to happen. Okay, good. Everyone got me? I think that's a good one, those three Rashis. You follow me? It's a good Bechina question, no? Yeah? All right, we got that? That's a good Bechina question. Okay, so Reb Shimon's not worried about this. What's Pshat in Tanna Kamma? I guess the Tanna Kamma still is, you have to say. Even though they're known. Now, remember I ended Shir is, remember how I ended Shir yesterday? That is Chukos HaGoyim includes secular names. Remember that? So Machlokes Marim Shik and the Marashtam. Remember I said that? So they bring a riot from Seamus Mufakin. But Seamus Mufakin here are what? What is Seamus Mufakin? What is Seamus Mufakin? What is Seamus Mufakin? Seamus Mufakin are the Goyim here. The Goyim have famous names. Does it imply that Jewish people are allowed? It says Yisrael are not really called with those names. Really Masha implies doesn't imply that it's Usher.
But Rabbi, the existence of Seamus Mufakin implies the existence of, I guess, neutral Goyish names that Jews would also have. So like
that's what I'm saying. In other words, it says that they're names that are real Goyish, and everyone's gonna know that they're Goyim and they're never gonna rely on that. But that implies what you're saying is that there are names that get commingled, you mean.
So like Paul, yeah. A Jew never or like, you know,
right. No, you're right. That must have been, that was the Rai of the Marashtam. The Rai of the Marashtam is that you could call a Jewish person by secular names. But it's a good Rai against the Maram Shik. But you're saying good. That must have been his Rai. But these are names that are clearly Goyish, and everyone's going to know they're going. We're not going to rely on it. But it does imply what you're saying.
I mean, I assume even the Marashtam would say you can't name a guy Muhammad or like, you know,
I don't know. He seems to say. Well, the Gemara seems to say the only problem is you're not going to rely on them. Doesn't say that it's Usher. Doesn't say that it's Usher. If I remember correctly, he didn't say that. Lamaisa. I remember in Spanish in high school. I took Spanish. We had to have each guy had to have a Spanish name. So there was one guy, a friend of mine, was a smart aleck. So he named himself Jesus. You know, he's in ninth grade. All right, you heard him saying? So that's the pshat. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. But I don't think he made that dispensation. I don't think he said that, but, what guy would ever do that? Except this guy in my class in ninth grade, right? But normal people, the Yiddish, he was normal too, but he was a smart, you know, ninth grader. But you didn't say that was Usher, though, are you? I don't think anyone would ever do it, though. Yes, go ahead.
The idea of saying a shameless motherfucker.
Yes.
Presumes that these names, there's no such thing as a Jew with this name.
I'm not sure. Rashi says Shane is thrown the crowing boats of Seamus. Jews are not called that.
No Jew, right, but a Jew, even though his name is Yaakov, he can be called Jake. Or he can be called Jacob.
Okay.
And that's a Goyish name. But it's right. it's not a name that's mufar to only Goyim. There's no such thing as a Jew with that name. There's no Jew with the name Mohammed.
Seamus, the word mufak means famous. They're famous Goyish names, and we assume they're Goyim, so you're never going to rely on them,
right,
by mistake.
So it's a name that is famous to be Goyish.
Okay.
But it's not a name that
I understand, but they're so famous that we assume they're Goyim, no one's ever going to rely on these guys. Okay.
Right, exactly. They're famously only for Goyim.
Okay. Fine, but that seems to imply that there were other names,
that there are other neutral names
that Jewish people did call, but that's
right.
A secular name.
Right.
So the Marashtam brings a riot from here. You can call a Jewish person by a secular name. It's not a problem of Chukos HaZemlos Aleichem. Okay. All right, we got this? So that's the Machlokes. You got me? Now this Tosis is unbelievable. This next Tosis. Did you guys figure it out? I had a hard time figuring it out, but Baruch Hashem, we got it. Okay? This is a hard Tosis. It makes you really think. I mean, every Tosis makes you think, but this is... So the Maskanas of Gemara at this point, what are we at? That the criteria of the Gemara list is only Psula de Rabbanan, yes? And both Tanakam, Reb Shimon, hold like who? Rebbe Lazar. There's a slight machlekes whether we're afraid by Seamus Mufakin, are we still chayshish you might rely on them? Tana Kama says yes. Pasul Rabbanan Shimon says no. Okay, take a look at Tosfos in the bottom of Testament base. Go ahead. What does Alpha Gav we always say connote?
Question.
Excellent. What's the kasha? This is hard, guys. What do you say? What's the kasha? You tell me. Well, what does the list say? The list says there's only three, and that's like who? That's like Rebbe Lazar. And the Gemara says the list is like, if you go like Rebbe Meir, there's four. Yes? So what's he bothered by? He's bothered by the what? Now the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Lazar, there are what? Arkos is on the list. Yes? Arkos is one of the three. And we're saying the only way it could be on the list is what? Is if you hold like Rabbi Elazar. But we said Reb Meir has what? Four. That means you hold to the first three, and I'm adding on Chazaras to be the fourth. But Rabbi Shalaylam, the one of the three is based on Rabbi Elazar. And Reb Meir doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. That's the Kasha Tisis. Did you hear what I just said? Yes, no problem. What was the list? There are three halachas like going like Rabbi Elazar, and like Reb Meir, four. That means 3 + 1 = 4. You agree to the three, and you add another one, 4, Chazar. Like Reb Meir, yes? Reb Meir said, get Ish Tarshish according to the same halacha. Remember, because Reb Meir says Tarshish was a chov. Yes? The same thing as get Ish. Listen to this kasha. What do we predicate? One of the things on the list of the three is our calls. Is that correct? One of the lists on the three is our calls. Our calls is only of Psul Durabana, because that's the criterion now, only because you hold like Rabbi Elazar. There were Jewish Eid Masir. Yes? That means if you're like Reb Meir, I hold to the first three and I'm adding a fourth. You hold like the first three? One of the three is our calls, and it's only Durabana because you hold like Rabbi Elazar. You hold Reb Meir, Eid Chasiva Karsh, not Eid Masir. So it should blow up. You should only have three. You got it? That's Tysus Kasha. This is a great example. You got to really put on your thinking cap for 2-3 words of Tysus. Yes? 3 words, 5 words, right? 5 words of Tysus. Read again inside. The Eid Masira. Period. He is bothered by that. You get stuck with that. You see how terse and succinct he is? He said, that's four? Should be down to three. Because one of the three is our coast, and that's only based on Rabbi Elazar. You should only have Fana Neftov, and Eid Kusi, and Chazara. So how can you say Kedivri Reb Meir Ba'arba? That's Tais Kasha. Okay? What's his teretz? Go ahead.
Hakamar. Laman Desavar Reb Meir Ba'arba.
What's the teretz? What's the teretz, guys? When the Gemara said that Reb Meir is what? Arba didn't mean what? Reb Meir himself. It meant another Tana, who holds like Reb Meir Legabi Chazara, and he holds like Rabbi Elazar by Eid Masira Karsi. There's another Tana out there. That's who we're talking about. I mean, when we say that it's like Rabbi Elazar, who's the three, and like Reb Meir four, there's a third Tana out there that says, these three I hold like who? I hold like Rabbi Elazar by our calls, and the fourth one I hold like Reb Meir. But it's a third Tana. You understand what I mean by a third Tana? Then you solved all the problems. That's what it means. Read again. Hachi Kamar to the answer. It's Laman Desavar. Underline Laman 100 times if you could. Jonathan Linda. Laman Desavar Reb Meir Ba'arba. The one who holds like Reb Meir Ba'arba. Yes? The one who holds like Reb Meir Ba'arba. The one who holds like Reb Meir Ba'arba means the third Tana. Go ahead. Hachi Kamar.
Hachi Kamar Talmuda Nami.
I have Shashas. You have Talmuda? Interesting. Vadakam Rashas, you have a Talmud, good. Hadakam or Talmud?
Nami.
You guys have Talmud or Shas? Yeah, go ahead. Who has Talmud?
I think it's Rosh Bahadur Vilma.
Okay, go ahead. Vadakam or?
Talmud Nami, El or Meir Ben
Yonim. Yeah, read again. Vadakam Rashas. Vadakam
Rashas Nami.
El or?
Rabbi Meir Ben Yonim Levahute Mai.
That seems like Rabbi Meir, doesn't it? Go ahead.
Laman de Sovra Kari Meir Kamar.
Exactly. It meant Laman de Sovra Kari Meir. That's what it meant. Okay? When the Gemara asked El Reb Meir Mutar, it also meant the Tana who holds it, not Reb Meir literally. It's a beautiful Tisis, okay? That's the answer of Tisis. Okay, we got that? Excellent. Okay. Very good. Let's go now right to the Gemara. Okay? So we got to get to the Gemara Rashi Tisis here. Okay? Let's see Lamais inside. Go ahead. Gemara's got a problem. Take a look. You know what I live. If the criterion of the list is only the Rabbanon, let's go. Chazar is the Araisa. Chazar is a problem of the Araisa. It's not a Rabbanon. I thought the things on the list were only the Rabbanon. It's a great kasha. Why is this the Araisa? The notion of canceling a shliach is a the Araisa concept, guys. It's not just the Rabbanon. It's not just the Rabbanon. It turns to Nasan Biyota. Not the Baal and not the shliach, right? Says, if you retract and you don't want it given, then it's not a good get. So Chazar obviously is a Din D'Oraisa. That's very clear that it's a Din D'Oraisa. You can mavata the Shlichus, Minat Torah, right? Look at the Maram Shiv. Before you look at the Maram Shiv, look at Rashi. Chazara.
Chazara.
Barina. Barina Yixaru. Yeah, go ahead. Let's go. Yeah? What's a Chazara? Chazim Bedima. Barina Yixaru. Right? You know the lesson. Right? Instead of Chazarim Bedima, you got a Chazar. Chazim Bedima. You work at it. So let's see again, Rashi. Good. Chazara di Raisa.
Chazara. Rata Lachazar Bishnaim. There are many who pursue their race of who.
Since the Mishalech is Mavapal the Shlichus of the Shlich Nimsa. Excellent. Behind it what? Yeah, you canceled the whole thing. Zelo lo Shlucho. You canceled the whole thing. So if you cancel the whole thing, that's the Chiddush. Okay? So Maram Shif adds on, even the notion of Mavatling Shlichas is Diraisa. Elazeh Pashuv and Sarflakos. We didn't need to write that. The whole concept is Diraisa. So, you know, this criterion is not a good criterion because the fourth one on the list is it Din Diraisa? Very strong. Very strong Kasha. Okay. So what does Gemara say?
Ella,
when you see that word Ella, what does it mean? What do you do when you see the word Ella? Wipe everything in the slate clean. That means you need a whole new answer, and the kasha of lishma and mechuber come back again. Yes, because the kasha of the haikel lishma and mechuber, right? Those kashas come back again. I hope you learned that in Seder with in the Gemara. Ella.
Ella ki kazani milsa delisa.
What's ki mean? Here, when. Here it means when. Ella ki kani. Go ahead.
Milsa delisa the kedusha. Milsa the isa the kedusha and lokasan.
Now say this over properly. What does that mean? These three halachas are only halachas that made the list that do not apply to Kedushin. I repeat, do not. If the psul does apply to Kedushin, then it shouldn't be on the list. So, b'fanei nechtav, let's think. Before we do the Rashi inside. B'fanei nechtav obviously does not apply to Kedushin. We'll have to see why. There's no problem with Guna. Okay, well, we'll see. There's no problem. We'll have to see why, but it doesn't apply. We'll see why, because there's no problem of Aguna, we'll see, because she's just remained single. What about Eid Kusi? Eid Kusi does not apply to Kedushin. That's a little more complicated. Why? That's based on Yudim and Beis, because the requirement to Eid and Ma'aget have to sign with one another, in front of one another. By Kedushin, we don't find that. So we only passel them by what? Eid Kusi, what's the din? We allow by getting right. We don't allow it by Kedushin, because there might be up to no good. You know what I mean? Because by get, they have to sign in front of one another, so we're not afraid there's going to be any games played. But by Kedushin, they don't have to sign together. So there might be some games played. And you might have some psulim that might emerge. Okay? So, number one, the Fanei Nechtav does not apply to what? Kedushin. Number two, the Hechsher of Eid Kusi that applies by get, Shtar Kedushin. That Hechsher does not apply. It's a Hechsher. That does not apply to what? Shtar Kedushin. What's the third thing? Arkos. Arkos also that the heter of Arkos does apply to Kedushin. You are good by Kedushin. The psul does not apply by Kedushin. It's good by get. It's bad by what? Kedisha. And bad by Shtar Shichur. So Rashi is going to go through all three. You follow what I'm saying now? So it's a whole new criterion. Now what about Lishma and Mechubar? What do you say about Lishma and Mechubar? What do you say about that? I can't hear you. Lishma, there's a din of Lishma by Shtar Kedushin. So we got to talk about Lamais. It's a very, very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important, but the bottom line is that we have to be mazu what's going on here. Okay? Rashi's going to fill in the blank. Let's go. Ella. You guys got this now? It's a whole new criterion. Okay? That's why Azriel the Kasha comes up from Lishma Mechuber. Okay, look at Rashi.
Ella,
read, I have Hachi Garcinan.
Hachi Garcinan. Ella, Kikasani, Mosa, the Lays of the Kedushin.
Ah, don't give that answer. Ella.
Ella ima milsa de isa be kedushin lokasani. The kegon lishma mechubar isa nami b'shtar kedushin.
I tricked you, Aryeh. The psul of lishma and mechubar does apply to kedushin. That's why it's not on the list. We're only talking about things that are what psulim that are limited to shtar shikron evim. Like I said, the insider Eliezer. Only things that are psulim limited to Shtar Shikra and Gittin are on the list. The psul of Lishma Mechuber does apply to Kedushin. That's why it's not on the list. Read again. Halki Garcinan.
Halki Garcinan. Ella Kikasani Milsa Delisa Kedushin.
Can't give that answer. Dvarim Chav
Dalet.
What's Havaya mean? Kedushin. V'haisa from the word Havaya. The existence of being married is compared to divorce. It's a hekesh. Aval. Why is v'fanei nechtav not by kedushin? Go ahead. Because it's a takana ba'alma by gittin. Dilma. Are you worried that the Baal is going to come in protest by kedushin? Of course not. Please get this down in your notes. Tosfos writes, if she wants, she doesn't have to accept the kedushin. Yes? She doesn't have to accept the kedushin. So the whole concern of the Baal coming to Mara Pasale, right? Taisa Rosh says a little bit more pshat in Taisis. It's not shach and kedushin in the time of Aguna, because she doesn't have to accept the kedushin. So what's the big deal if you're not Mekayim it? What's the big deal if you don't know Lishma? So she'll remain single. There's no notion of Aguna. So Taisa Rosh is Mazmet Taisis a little bit more. But I'm wondering, is Rashi arguing on this? Rashi's giving a different theory. What is Rashi saying? That there's no concern that the Baal is Ma'ar Apostle. I don't think they're arguing, says the Marm Shif. Get that down. Rashi and Tosfos are not arguing. Couldn't hear you. Tosfos says, Nate, that if she wants, she didn't have to receive the Kedushin. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says that it doesn't apply to Kedushin because by getting it's limited, the Baal might come to Ma'ar and Apostle, which doesn't apply to Kedushin. So Tosfos apparently says a little different. Tosfos says that if she does, she doesn't have to accept the Shtar Kedushin. So Tosfos Rosh embellishes Tosfos and says, what Tosfos means is that there's no problem with Guna by Kedushin because she didn't have to receive it. So, you know, if you're not Mekayim and you don't know it's Lishma, what's the big deal? What's a Geferlich? She'll stay single. So, at first glance, I think Rashi's saying one Svar and Tosfos saying different. No, says the Marm Shif. They're not arguing. Rashi's giving the reason why get there Mesakein B'fanei Nechtav. Why were they Mesakein B'fanei Nechtav? Because the Chashash the Baal might come to protest. They were not Mesakein B'Kedushin because why? There's no concern the Baal's going to come and protest. I mean, if he wants to marry her, why are you giving her a Shtar Kedushin, right? You could ask on that. Maybe he's backing out. I don't know. Maybe
Can you say the same thing about a get?
No, because Lamaisa.
If he wants to divorce her, then why?
Yeah, I know, but we're Chayshish, though. We're Chayshish. We're worried more about Eishishish. So we're worried he might protest it, so we want to safeguard it. By Kedushin, you don't really have that concern, because what's the big deal? So she'll remain single. That's why I think you got to say what I'm saying. Because you could always say he's going to change his mind. Maybe he would protest. Maybe he doesn't want to marry her anymore. Okay, so what's the big deal? I'm not chayish going to be Mar. So if it would become possible, so she's single. That's what Rashi's driving at. What is Tosfos giving you a reason? I want you to get this down. Why were they not Mesakeh B'Shtar Kedushin Amir B'Fanei Nechtav Fanechtav? See, Rashi's focusing on what? Why by get they were Mesakeh it? Yes? Why by get were Mesakeh? And Tosfos focusing on why by Shtar Kedushin were they not Mesakeh it? Why weren't they Mesakeh B'Fanei Nechtav in order to have Kiyum Shtaros like we have by get? Yes? What's the answer? The answer is that what? Is that they were Mako by get because why? Of Iguna. Mashenke B'Kedushin, there's no Iguna. So you don't have to get so far hit. So they're both looking at a tag team here. They're not arguing, says the Marm Shif, Rashi, Tosfos. They're both complimenting more. Rashi's focusing why by get they did it, and Tosfos focusing why by Shtar Kedushin they didn't. But the bottom line is they're saying two sides of the same coin, and it depends upon whether by get there's a guna and kedushin there's no guna. You shouldn't have to accept it. So let's not say it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Okay, I will take your question after we finish the Rashi. Continue now, guys. Please look inside. Rashi fills in the blank beautifully for you. Go ahead, next one. You just took care of a fun and active. Go ahead. The eight what?
The eight kusi nami in a kashrut kedushin.
Oh, I told you why. Why not?
The
only reason why we allowed an Eikushi by getting Hainu.
Anytime they'll come on. The Eidehaget, Ein Chosben Zebel Zeb.
Eidehaget have to sign in front of one another. Mashenkein. Oh, so what does that mean? What does that mean? That Eidehaget have to sign in front of one another. Why is that a protective measure? Why is that a protective measure? The fact that the Eidehaget have to sign in front of one another by get. You guys tell me. Let's not just skim it. Why do you think that's so? There's a takana they must sign together, yes? Therefore, the Adam Sharim see a kusi, what are they going to do? If the Edim Ksherim see a Kushi sign on the Gad, Vegam Heim Chosmu, Minastami was a Jewish, he was a firm guy. They relied on him. Everyone see, you're not going to sign with a Shegetz. You're going to sign with a Mechal Shabbosnik, right? So since by Edi Get, you're insured everyone's got to sign with one another, we allow a Kushi on a Gedisha. But by Shar Staros named the Kedushin and other Staros, they don't have to sign one another. So you don't know who you're signing with. So maybe it was a real bad Kusi that signed on it. So that's why what? That's why the din, the psul, that's why the kashrus of a Kusi on a Get only applies to Get, not Kedushin. Okay? That's the second case. Are you Jewish, Elias? You got what I'm saying? Yes? You got that?
I missed the last part.
Why, he's being masri, why is the hechsher of Eid Kusi by Get Isha not applied to Kedushin, meaning it's possible by Kedushin? Because by Get Isha, everyone's got to sign together. So Gzeri Mishum Kuchem. If the Baal said all of you sign together, even in cases where he didn't say Kuchem, they all have to sign together. So if they're all signing together, it creates a scenario. If there's a Kusi there and you think he's a bad guy, he won't sign. If you sign, it must be that he's good. By Kedushin, they don't have to be together. So a Kusi might sign that's a bad guy. So that's why the Heksher by Get Isha, by Kusi, only applies to Get Isha, does not apply to what? Star Kedushin.
Is it that they're nervous because one has to do it in each other's presence that they have to make sure that it's going to be good?
Like, no, but you, if you see everyone's around and you see one of these guys are not good, you're not going to sign it. You're going to say, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable. But if you signed it, it must be that he's a good guy.
Have to be there when they sign up.
Yes, that's by Get. Ein Chosman, Get Zebelov, Nezet, Afir Chesem, and Vez, I think it is. Gezeri Mishum Kuchem. Gezeri, because if he said all of you sign, it's considered to be good. Okay, go ahead. Oh, now the third one. You see how he goes down the line so beautifully? Go ahead. If there's Jewish Eidim Asiri, go ahead. Oh, you might rely on them. And you'll what? You'll get another get because, you know, people are going to be machmer on it. We'll require, but he points out and it goes with Tzion. Go ahead. You're not going to do that by Kedushin. What's going to happen by Kedushin? What's going to happen by Kedushin? What are we going to say? By Kedushin, you're going to say what? If it's Enem Kedushin, you're really taking a big chance. You're mocking an Eishes Ish. Because if their Jewish Eidim Asira was good. So that's why he's saying that if there's Jewish Eidim Asira by what? By our coast, there is no Psul. Because why? We will say they're married. And if they want a part, they better get a divorce. They better get a get. Because you're taking the stakes in your hand. You're risking it. You're going to say, oh, and therefore she's single? Maybe it's good. They're Jewish Eidim Asira. No? How can you tell me that? How can you possibly get like that? They were Jewish Eidim Asira. So therefore we say that what? The heksher of the psul of our coast of Get Isha Shtar Shukur does not apply to Kedushin, meaning it's kosher by Kedushin. It's absolutely kosher by Kedushin. Okay? Only by Gar Shtar Shukur do we make the Gzer. Shtar Kedushin, the Raisa, she's Mekudeshes. So if you're saying to Mekudeshes, you're causing a big problem. You're mocking an HSC. Therefore, the Chum did not pass the Kedushin. They let it go. You want it apart, you better get a divorce. Okay? You want it apart. You got that? So let's summarize the Rashi outside. What does Gemara say? Gemara says a new criterion on the list. What's the new criterion on the list? Only halachas on the list that pertain only to Shtar Shukr and Get Isha, not to Kedushin. Lishma and Mechubar, those are psalm that do apply to Kedushin. Therefore, they're not on the list. Yes? Let's go through the three, though. Yes? Let's go through the three, why they are on the list. Because those psulim better not apply to Kedushin. Let's go. The Funi Neftov does not apply to Kedushin. Why not? There's no concern of Lishma and Kiyum. Because why? Because what? There's no Iguna problem. If it's not good, she'll remain single. Next one, Eid Kusi. Eid Kusi, there's a din by Gittin. All the Eidim have to sign together. If they see a Kusi there, they never would have. If they thought the Kusi there that was bad, not a Shomer Shabbos, they never would have signed. If they sign, it shows it's good. Therefore, it's kosher by a star Get and a Star Shiver. But by Kedushin, since they don't have to sign all together, therefore there might be a Kusi that signed that's a bad guy. So therefore, what's the din? We possible Star Kedushin. So it's a different din. Right, so Gzera Mishum Kuchem applies by Shtar Shikr and Get Isha, you have to say. It's interesting. The Gzera, even though Gzera is the Rabbanon, you apply that din to Shtar Shikr. That's a little bit flimsy, a little bit, you know. If the whole din of Ein Chosun Get Bifnei Zeh is based on what? Ari, you heard what I'm saying? It's based on Gzeri Mishum Kuchen. Mechatesi, you apply that to what? You apply that to Shtar Shichur. To Gzeris. So now you're applying Gzeri the Rabbanans? I didn't see anyone ask that. See, that's why you got to think about every step of this Gemara. Every Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? The list comprised of Shtar Shichur and Gedisha. What, there's a Din Gzeri Mishum Kuchen by Shtar Shichur? It's a little strange, no? And therefore what? Therefore we say there's a Gzeri, and therefore we apply the Din of and Zeb It's a little bit strange, no? I thought I would have saw someone ask that. No, you heard what I'm asking? Benjamin, what were you saying? Yeah, go ahead, Aryeh. What do you want to say? I'm saying it's a little bit strange. I mean, the Gzeri Shava only covers the Erises. Doesn't cover the Rabbanans. I know, but in the Gzeira though, in the Gzeira Shava.
When they made the Gzeira, they parried the.
You mean when they did the Gzeira, they equated. You have to say something like that. It's just a little strange. We find these dinim are naturally together. You know, what you really should test me with is what? Well, Rebbe, why don't you say the same with the Fanei Nechtav? Is there a Guna by the Fanei by Shtar Shichur? So what's the answer to that?
We discussed it.
That's someone out the Tisus. There is a Guna. Who are you going to marry? Remember we said, Taisa, what Iguna is? There is Iguna. There is an Iguna. So you're going to say, Gzeri Mishum Kuchem applies to, it's a Gzeri Mishum. Gzeri is now you're saying? Okay. It's a Chiddush. And what's number three? What's the third on the list, Benj? Our calls. What did our calls, we said? By Shtar Shichur, Gedisha, what's the din? You tell me, what's the din by Shtar Shichur? It's what? It's possible because Xeri you might rely on them. By Kedusha, what's the din? What's a Kedusha and Lamais? What do you mean? We're not going to apostle it. If you start apostling it, that means what? You had a woman that was married Minatora and you're blowing up the Kedusha? I'm worried maybe she's still married Alpi din. She goes and marries another guy, she's Zay Sish. So we'll let the Kedusha stay. We'll let the Kedusha stay. So everyone got that so far? So I want you to get that in your notes about the Kuchem though. Xeri Mishum Kuchem. Remember, you know, what is the Xeri? We keep saying it. What was that Xeri? Guy said, everyone better be there. If the guy's not there, it's a problem. So we made Xeri to every single case. Whenever they sign, they always got to sign together. It's hard to say Xeri is going to apply, but okay. I don't know why. I didn't see anyone ask it. Okay, let's go. Back to the Gemara. Yes, Binyamin.
The Svara of the third answer kind of ruins the Svara of the first answer.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Third answer is saying that. Oh,
what do you mean third answer? There's no three answers. The list.
The list.
There are three halachas.
Right. Sorry. The svara for the third halacha. Why we would say it worked? Like that we were going to continue the kedushin because on the rice level is still kedushin.
Yes.
Right. So mishum suffik, we're going to keep it.
Yes.
So then by the first one.
Yeah.
By the first halacha of that we're worried that we're saying that if the baal comes to be ma'arer, we're going to just trust him. And it'll be and don't worry because what she's gonna just stay single for more and it'll be fine. Well, now you also have a suffix that maybe she's been mikudeshes, and but we're not worried in that case where the suffix we're not sure.
We're not gonna institutionalize with funenechtav to fend off an error because the bottom line is that if there is an error, so what? So it wasn't good kedushin. They think they're married, but she's really single. So the worst thing is they're living biznus. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not a sheesh. I'm glad he asked that. If they're not married, you're right, but it's not a sheesh. So they're living single. They're living, not out of wedlock. It's biznus, but it's not like a sheesh. So I'm glad he asked that.
So
okay, you brought it out.
Case of the
stakes are not high in that case.
In that case, where the Baal would be ma'ar,
yes,
saying that this kedushin is fake.
Okay.
He would still have to give her a get, mid rabbanan.
What'd you say?
He would still have to give her a get.
No.
Why? We're talking.
He wouldn't have to give her a get because it's possible. He was ma'ar. We don't. Until you're makayim, we believe him. We believe him. Until you're makayim, we believe him. Right. That's the koch of your Baal. Right? You're a Baal special. It's over in Ber Pachas Mishnayim. So that's what I'm saying to you. So, Lamaise, in the event that it's what? In the event that, they stay married, so what's the big deal, Lamaise? They stay married, it's just a snus. It's not a shesish. Poshim Shavu would not require a get. No. You need it. You need a mekayimet. That's kufa de nekuda. So therefore, it's not a steer to the third. Well, why is it a steer to the third din? I'm just saying that we assume that they're not married.
I'm saying that the moment there is a septic in the kedushin, we should always be married.
But think about the difference. In the first case, the ma'aser, the baal's destroying it,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't care if it's not good because why? What are the stakes going to be? There's no igunah, so she won't be kedushin. And if they think they're married, okay, so they're living together without kedushin. But in the third case, you're actually talking about there was Jewish Eid Masira, and you're trying to undo that based on Akshas as Psul Rabban. That's a problem. There you know for sure there's Kedushin. First case, you don't know for sure there is. There probably isn't. Svadai not. There. Okay. Good. Excellent. Okay. Let's go on now. Next line of the Gemara. This is a good criterion. I know a lot of guys might have thought it was. Who was asking this yesterday? Who was asking this? It's kind of like out of left field. It is kind of like out of left field bringing in Kedushin. But you need a criterion to list. Who asked me that yesterday? I forgot. Someone asked me that yesterday. Maybe it was Asher. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that we need a criterion. And this is a legitimate criterion that fits. Problem is, the Gemara says, it doesn't really fit. What's the next line? Go ahead. Va what? What do you mean? Chazar exists by Kedushin? For sure it does. Look at Rashi. Uparchinan, go ahead. She'im. I have She'im. You don't have She'im?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, read again. Parchinan. Every Rashi is so loaded. I mean, every Rashi, you got to go close. Why is he? What is he basically saying here? I thought Binyam was going to for sure. I think you'd drive. What is he saying, black on white? He's saying that Kedushin is bad for her. It's a chov. Why is Kedushin bad for her? Because she becomes usher to every man in the world. She doesn't get mizonos until there's a nesuin, which is 12 months later. So what are you talking about? This is not a schus. Now, Binyamin oftentimes asks, Tov Levis of Tardu, a woman rather be married than single. You're right, but that's married with nesuin. That's actually married with getting mizonos. Till that time, it's not. And therefore, if he wants to retract, he can retract. And the shliach does not morph into Nate, a shliach like Kabbalah. Okay, what did you say? I'm sorry, Nate, go ahead.
He's saying that she has the potential to do Pura Ruv. You can't do that when there's still not assuming. It's just conditions. She doesn't get anything.
In other words, Lamaisa, Nate, you're asking that Pura Ruv?
Isn't that a schus?
It is a schus, but they can't be together till Nesuin. But Nate's asking maybe we could bowl her for Kedushin. We don't do that nowadays because of priestess. Rav used to flog someone, but that was during the times of Rav. Nate's asking maybe, what about Bia? Okay, he was Mekadosh with Bia, but he can't have Bia with her more until when? Until they do a Nesuin. And she doesn't get any food either. So even if you were, it's a good horror what you're saying, even if he was Mekadosh with Bia, he can't be bowler again until they do Nesuin, and he's not sustaining with Mizonos. So it's really a chofer. And now she has no choice to marry other men. Okay? So I want you to get that down in your notes. That's how that squares with Tav Del Meis of Tandu. Tav Del Meis of Tandu is being fully married, where you're getting Mizonos, Lamaisa, and he's taking care of her. So therefore, don't give me the business that the criteria of this list are psulim or dinim that only apply to getting in Kedush, getting in a Starship, but don't apply to Kedush. Chazara. What do you do with Chazara? Okay. It's a great kasha. So what does that mean? Let's finish up the Gemara inside, the Gemara Rashi, and then we have a lot to do. Okay, still. A lot. Taisim and Mishalchim. First we got to do Mahalf, then we start the Taisim. All right, but go ahead. Ella?
The Shlichus.
You know what? It doesn't say Ella. And I'm glad it doesn't say Ella. You know why? Because it's not a complete Chazara. Go ahead, read again. Read on again.
The Shlichus Balkarcha.
I'm very glad it didn't say Ella because we're not totally rejecting that criterion. Exactly. Chazar Gubiz with Kedushin, but the answer is that there is a slight difference, nuanced difference. Shlichus Bar Korcha exists by Gerushin, not by Kedushin. What do I mean by that? Can a guy Mekadosh a woman against her will? No? Yes or no? No way. You need the Ratzon of the woman. Can a guy divorce his wife against her will? Yes. So let's say I develop a case of shlichus, of agency, where you give it to get to the shlichus to divorce her against her will. What's the din? Can you retract that? Of course you can. What about by shlichus of what? Can you do shlichus of what? Can you do shlichus of kedushin? Baal korcha? No, you cannot. No, you cannot. So when we talk about chazara exists by kedushin, so Gemara comes up with this new din, a shliach that was sent to divorce the wife. That exists by gerushin, okay? That he can be chazar baal, because why? It's being done against her will. It's going to be done against her will. Kedushin, we don't have such a din to mekadesh a woman baal korcha. So it's a strange case where basically, what are we saying? We're saying that chazara made the list, but what type of chazara? Chazara on a what? On a shlichus baal korcha, but as Nate said very astutely, the criterion still remains. They're listing only things that are assumed limited to Gedish Tarkrit that do not apply to Kedushin. What do you mean chazara applies to Kedushin? It does, but not chazara of shlichus of baal korcha, because you can't get those words out of your mouth, baal korcha by Kedushin, because it simply doesn't exist. So if I ask you at the end of the day, in the Maskanas Gemara from Testament based to Yudam and Af, what is the criterion of the list? Things that are limited only to Gedish Tarkrit do not apply to Kedushin. What about chazara? Chazara is the case of shlichus baal korcha, which also only applies to Gedish Tarkrit, does not apply to what? Does not apply to Kedushin. Now I'm just wondering, Lomaisa, what about Star Shikhar? That's what Tais is going to get involved in. You can free an Eved Kenani against his will, can't you? Of course you can. No? You can. So just like you can divorce a what? Divorce a woman against her will, you could send a shliach, and you could also send a shliach to Meshach Levi Knight.
Is it talking about chazara though?
I can't hear you. What?
Is it talking about chazara though?
Yeah, we're talking about chazara.
Can't be close to that.
Yeah.
Reb Meir holds his chov. Kedivrei Reb Meir ba'arba. I'm glad you pointed it out. In a chanami, it's a split according to the chum. That's why it's only arba according to Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir holds going free is a chov, right? Because avde befker and nichale, they love being avadim. You follow me? You got this, Chlor? So the criterion still what? Criterion still exists. Lamaisa by the. Let's finish up the Rashi. Okay, one sec, Jonathan. Let's look at the Rashi first. Go ahead, Bishlichus.
Bishlichus bal korcha v'chule. Kolomar dunya digit in lomish gasas la mikidushin.
You will not find a comparable case by kedushin. Daha.
Daha shliach dem is the last answer of garsha bal korcha.
I have in the Kos v'tzionim, I have dehacha instead of daha. You have, what do you guys have? Dehacha? He changed it daha to dehacha. Okay, go ahead. However you want to read it, daha or dehacha, go ahead. Which one do you have? Read the one you have. The what? What do you have?
I mean, it changes.
What do you have in the Lashon Rashi? Dehacha?
In Rashi itself says daha.
Okay, go ahead. Read daha. Daha?
Daha shliach dem is shaleach etzel agarsha bal karcho.
Ah, v'chein.
V'chein, la'evi l'shachachro al karcho.
Excellent. Aval.
Aval kedushin lo hayinaisa shliach etzel akarcho.
You can't make a shliach le kedushin to makadish against her will. It's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Hilkos.
He actually adds the word bal karcho.
Yeah,
hilkos. Bal karcho means against her will. Go ahead.
Hilkos haki katan. Bezo shavu giti nashur shifro abadim.
Even though by Kedushin there's Chazara, but there's no case of Kedushin Baal Korcha. So therefore, that's exactly what we're referring to. Okay? So that's the Gemara Rashi at the end of the day. We have this Kedush. Yes, quickly, Jonathan, go ahead.
No, I just want to say that it makes a lot of sense why someone can't be Mekadosh a woman Baal Korcha, because it really would damage her very significantly, because someone could essentially steal her property.
But I don't want you to take it from an emotional perspective. I want you to take it as a halachist. And the halachist is that a woman has to display her consent, her das, into the transaction. That's why it can't be done by korcha. Whereas by get, you don't need her das in her consent. Halachically, it's different. Even though there's a famous Ron in the Durham Daf Lamed that she makes herself into chattel, she's mafker herself to the husband, but she still is a human being. She has to have das. She doesn't play an active role in the kinyan. It's passive, but she has to have consent to it. Get, she does not have to consent to. She has to be knowledgeable of getting the get, but she does not have to consent. Okay? What you're saying is good, but I don't want you to be emotional. I want you to say that as a halachist.
No, I appreciate that, but I'm saying as
I understand.
I'm saying halachically on a financial level.
I understand, but I don't want you to describe it like that. Okay, yeah. You're right. It's good that it's that way.
No,
you're right.
Right.
Yes, he
like,
could steal.
Logically, like if we have, we believe in the.
You're right. You're saying matter kashani kanisha kind of bile, he'll clean her out. Okay.
Right.
You're right.
Can
I understand, but that doesn't speak to the reason why she's not involved. That's what I'm saying. It's a result of it. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
Like,
but
given we say that it's actually in Sina.
According to the Ksois, or Chaim said a Chalais Kinyan. What is the first Mishnah saying Kedushin? Isha Niknes. Niknes. The Kinyan.
Sure.
Isha Niknes. It's a Kinyan. Okay? Very good.
But
okay.
Then she's Konat Asma, then Shtayash and Drachim.
Okay.
So
in all
that
right.
Case, then you can never say it's
well,
you know,
gonna, okay, you're asking that. The Ksos would have to say that Flav Dafka.
Exactly.
Benjamin's saying, we said according to the Ksos, the Chalos of, it's a good horror. The chalos of a get is nesina. It says kona atzma beget umisabal. Why did it say kona atzma? Shouldn't say kona. So you have to say it's lav dafka.
So
good heart. Okay, but we understand that kedushin is called is known as a classical kenyan. But we're going to get to the following right now.
Then of course it requires.
I understand. Yes. Okay. Good. Very good. That's the din. Now let's get this down. Okay. We mentioned it before once. I think last week. I think it's on Daf Ayin Ches and Aleph and Gittin. You take a look at it, Aryeh. There's a concept called Kli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka. That is psul. That is possible. Why is that possible? The husband must give the get to the woman in her hand. If she picks it up off the ground, what's the din? What's the din if she picks it up off the ground? Lamaisa? You put it on her, right? What's the din if you put it, what's the din? She takes it off the ground. It's possible. Kli gitech me'al gabe karka. What daf was that? Yeah, but later it's ayin ches. No. Ayin ches and aleph. Okay. I want to investigate the following now. That is by a get. What is it done by a star shikhar and by kedushin? Let's say the master tells Evan Kanani, please get this gown to Jonathan Linder, please. Okay. We have evidence that Kli Gitech Me'al Karka is possible in Shas. I want to investigate this by Shtar Shikhar and Shtar Kedushin. What is it then? About Kedushin too. Okay? We can talk about Kesef with it too. Okay, obviously you can't talk about it by Bia, but by Shtar and Kesef you could, right? So you listening to me? I want to bring a Raya from this Gemara that Kli Gitech Me'al Karka by Shtar Shikhar is fine because it's not on the list. Whoa. It's not on the list. It's possible by get. If it was possible by Shar Shikhar, it would have been on the list. Since it's not on the list, that shows that it's what? Kosher by Shar Shikhar. Get it down. One second. Who says this? The Torah is getting the Nesivis. Let's get it. The Torah is getting. And the Chayshin Mishpat, the Sivsa Mishpat, Simen Kufpe, Hesiv Katan Aleph. Please get it. Teres Gittin is the same God as the Nesivis. Remember, you asked me this morning, knowing about it. The Nesivis Mishpat, Simen Kufpe, Hesiv Katan Aleph says that Kli Gitech Me'al Karka is good by Shtar Shikhar. And he brings a raya that we just said from our Gemara. Because it was puzzled, it should have been on the list. Okay? Now, listen to this. Why is it Taka Kosher? If by get it's puzzled. Isn't there a Gzera Shava Lala? Lala is only on the goof of what? The goof of the Shtar Shikhar. Not on the oaf in the way you give it. Not on the mice in the scene. The Gzera Shava is only on the what? The Gzera Shava is only on the what? On the Shtar itself. And on the oaf in the scene. Not on the mice in the scene. And the Avnei Meluyim in Simen Kuflam and Tes Sivkot Yud Beis quotes from the Sefer Michtav Meliau. Not Rav Dessler. There was an early Gedol Achron called the Michtav Meliau. Who says there's no psul of Shtar Shikhar of Kli Gitech Me'al Gabe HaKarka? And what's the raya? Because the Gomer never asks, it should have been on the list. So you see, it works. You follow me? So let's write this down. The Nesivis writes, now when it comes to Shtar Shikhar, Nesivis says by Shtar Shikhar, Kasher. It's a good raya, don't you think? Arya, you had a kasha before? What was your kasha?
Maybe you could say that
it
wouldn't work for Kedushin either.
Well, we'll get to it. Slow. We'll get to it. Binyamin?
So
you can't say that, it only is referring to the shtar itself and not anything that goes outside of the shtar.
Why?
Because we say that it requires maybe. That's exactly in the zman that you're giving.
That's not a problem. There's a guna. We answered that earlier. There's a guna by both.
The svara works across. You can't.
No, there's a guna by both, Lamaisa. That's a guna. That's a svara that applies to both. This is talking about the Gzeres Shavah. Gzeres Shavah only covers the guva shtar. Now, is there any rishon that says kli gidchikur agakarka is possible? Is there any rishon that says it's possible?
I'm gonna guess yes.
The Ritva, Davni Malim, no guessing in Torah. The Ritva quotes the Kedushin, either know it or you don't. The Ritva and Kedushin, please get it down. Davni Malim quotes the Ritva and Kedushin, Chav Gimel Beis, that says it's possible. The Ritva and Kedushin says that it's possible. The Ritva says that Shtar Shukr is possible. So what's the cash on him? Huh? So why didn't our Gemara list it, no? Why didn't our Gemara list it? That's a great kasha. So the Avnei Miluim answers. The Avnei Miluim Lamaisa doesn't really answer it, but you know what he does say? And this brings up Arya's point. What's the story about Kedushin? So the Torah's Gittin quotes the Beis Shmuel in Siman Lamed Sifkan Aleph that Shtar Kedushin is a suffix. Yes? He says Kedushin, Tli Gizme Agabar Karka, works. Okay, this is what the Beis Shmuel says. Yeah? Actually, the Beis Shmuel holds it's a suffix Kedushin. But Lamaisa, the Torah's Gittin quotes the Beis Shmuel saying that it works. Why would it work? What's the side that works? The truth is, he really writes it's a suffix. But what's the side that it works? Because Yetziyah V'Avayah is only on what? What does the Rashba say? Lola kol mili iskish Avayah liYetziyah. Marsha says the same thing in Samach Dalei Beis. We don't say that it equated across the board, Avayah liYetziyah. So there is a Shita that says that the Beis Shmuel says a Savi Kedushin, and the Avnei Miluim quotes Dafke Kedusha Kesef is good. Kedusha Shtar is not good because Vyatzav Ahais is on the Shtar. But the Kasha comes back. The Meiri, Dirmasko Shtar, writes the Pharisees, please Shtar Kedusha Shechu Agarkas doesn't work. So what are we stuck with? What are we stuck with then? If you tell me that Shtar Kedushin has the problem, then what? And what was the list? Any psulim that apply to Kedushin shouldn't be on the list. Now we're saying that it applies. So the Kasha comes back. The Meiri says it doesn't work. The Meiri says it doesn't work. The Avnei Miluim says it doesn't work. Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Kesef might work. But Kedusha Shtar doesn't work. So then the Kasha comes back up. So we got a double Kasha. If the Ritva says Shikr is possible, why wasn't it on the list? And the Shitas that say Shtar Kedushin is a problem, why wasn't it on the list? So Lamaisa, what's the svar of the Michta Meliyahu? What's the svar of the Michta Meliyahu that Shtar Shukr works?
What's the second kasha?
The second kasha, one is from Shtar Shukr and one is from Shtar Kedushin. The double whammy. Because if you hold that, Kli Shukrech Me'agabe HaKarkas Pasul, like that Ritva, should have been on the list.
Right.
And if you hold Shtar Kedushin is a problem, also it's against the Klal. Because any psul that applies to Kedushin should.
You just have to connect
Shechur and Kedushin. I'm saying if Kedushin Shtar doesn't work, that means a psul that existed by Kedushin Shtar Shechur also applies to Kedushin. Then Lamaisa what?
So it's not on the list.
That's not a kasha. That fits well. That's not a kasha. That actually fits. That fits well. You're absolutely right.
And then the first kasha is solved by the second
kasha. No. The first kasha is difficult.
No, you
if Shtar Shukr is puzzled, then it should have been on the list.
You solve the first kasha by connecting it with the second kasha. And you say, if you hold Shukr as puzzled, you also hold Kedushin as puzzled, and then all of them are puzzled, and it's not on the list.
No.
Why not?
We're only listing things that are soon limited to them, not to Kedushin.
Exactly.
So listen to me.
Exactly.
So listen. So if you hold, like the Ritva,
right,
that Shtar Shukr is puzzled, then it should have been on the list, Kedushin.
Unless you also hold that Kedushin is possible. If the Ritva, if you say the Ritva,
and if you hold that Shtar Kedushin is also possible, that's why Gufa wasn't on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
Because both of them are possible.
So you answered both kashas, you're saying. The second kasha answers the first kasha.
Right, you're right. You're absolutely right. Turns out very good. So let's go over the whole thing. So we brought a raya, the Torah's Gittin brought a raya that what? That Tli Shukrech Me'agabe HaKarka is what?
Should work because
Lamaisa, If it was possible, it should have been on the list. Okay, the rationale is because Yerushal was only on the Gufa Star, but not on the Mice in the Scene. So the Avdim Miluim says from the Sefer Mikhtam Eliyahu, there's no psul, Lamaisa. He says there's no psul, he brings a Raya. But if you hold like the Ritva, it's possible. So then why don't you say what? Why don't you say that Star Shukra should have been on the list? The Teretz is that Davka Kedusha Kesem is good. Kedusha Star is not good. So it couldn't have been on the list because it's possible by what? It's possible by Kedusha Star. So Mimela, you have the Teretz. And the Miri speaks out that by Star it's not good. Now what's the Svara? Very good, Arya. Comes out, what's the Svara? What's the Svara of Avnei Miluim Mishem Michtem Eliyahu? Why is Tli Shukarech good? Because the Eved has no Yad to be Kona. So how is he Kona himself? What's the din? Why does it work? What's the din? Because the Eved has no Yad Liknos. He's Kona himself because of what? Get to going Moin Kechad. Yes? If there's Aknos Aodon, then there's no Chisaron of a Tli Gitech. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why is there no problem of Tli Shukarech Me'agabe HaKarka? As long as what? Because the reason, there's no Ein Eved Yad Liknos. He has no Eved to be, he had Yad to be Kona himself. He's Kona himself because the Odon is Maknet. Get to be on Moin Kechet. So if there's Aknas Odon, I don't care. There's no Chisaron. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no Chisaron. Are you? I'm asking you what the Svar is. Why is Tli Shukrech Me'agabe good? Because why? Don't leave Masha Kona Mekon Rabu. So get to be on Moin Kechet. So since an Eved has no Yad Liknos, he's Kona himself. Because the Adon was mocking himself to himself. They give the morning ke'echad. So therefore, if there's a knasa Adon, there's no chisaron of Kli. We don't get so finicky about the nesina. You follow me? A woman does have a yad, no? Mashakovera Kadayisha, right? But she has a yad, right? We get to be on by kachas. As long as you're able, as long as the Adon is mocking, see, by getting, it's not just a haknor. It's just it's a din nesina. But by ever can I have a machnin, I don't care finicky about the nesina. There's no concern. As long as he gets it and gets himself, it's good. Okay, that's the chiddush you want to bring out. Yes, Binyamin.
For to say that it's going to be possible for her to take the shtar by kedusha, right? You gotta basically say that, oh, it's dafka din nesina, not a din in being hurt, just a stam kinyan. Because it's a stam kinyan, as long as the transaction's made and there's mindset, it doesn't matter if it's the one that moves it across. That's the idea of Khalifin, is that one person is being Kona.
Okay, that's why Kesef, it's good.
So
I have in the Sefer, there really are three Shitas. Mm-hmm. I have in the Sefer, someone want to go get the Sefer in my office? There should be on the box on the top. I have a sim in there where there are the three Shitas. Let me mention the three Shitas quickly. Mimhiris. Okay, there are three Shitas on this Shiloh. Okay? But that's the sin that we're saying, Halacha Lomais. Okay. Now let's get to the next horror, mice. Let's get the next horrors in the Rashis, so that tomorrow we can set up the place, okay? What does the Gemara say? We say we're talking about Jewish Eidim Mesirah. Yes? Is that correct? Why do we say the Jewish Eidim Mesirah? To keep alive what answer? Keep alive that it's a psul derabanan, right? Now that the Gemara's Chozer Bo gives a new criterion, yes? That we're talking about even psul deraisa, but the new criterion is it doesn't apply to kedushin. Can you say that we're talking about low eidim mesirah now? Maybe we go back and say we're not talking about eidim mesirah. Would you accept that? Wouldn't that follow from that? Now that we come in with the new criterion, I don't know why it's taking him so long, Lomaisa. I mean, are you kidding me? We could have ran around the building 10 times already. It's the box above the thing.
Are you ready?
Oh, come on. It's by the swarm, by the desk. On the top of the thing, there's a box. The swarm are in the box.
Okay.
One safer.
I thought
you were
on the box.
Okay. Yeah, one safer. Okay, you following me? You follow what I'm saying? Now that the Gemara gave this teretz, what is it? Are we retracting from Jewish Eidim Mesirah now? Yes or no? Are you? L'chura we are, no? Aren't we coming up with a new teretz? Gemara's being chazer bo from that. Once we say a new criterion, you can even talk about psulei d'oraisa. Yes? Thank you. We can even talk about psulei d'oraisa. You follow what I'm saying? Well, when you were out, Lamaisa, the extended period of time, I didn't know, I thought you were faster than this, Lamaisa. Okay? So, you follow what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you is the Gemara gives a new... Let's mention those three sheets we got, and then we'll continue the Sahara we had now. It's in Simon, in the Sefer of Yosef David. There's a Simon on the Sina of the Kedushin. Simon Yud-Gimel. You guys heard of the Sefer? Simon Yud-Gimel, yeah? In Simon Yud-Gimel, in Sefer of Yosef David, it says, Hevi Avnei Milui Machos Achronim, whether it's a Psul Dilin Karkin, on Kedushin, or not. Please write down the three sheets. The Ma'aril says it's good by Kedushin, Be'e Mekezeh, Be'e Mishtar. Sorry. The Ma'aril says they're both bad. The Avnei Miluim argues from the Rashi and the Ran that only Kedushin Shtar is bad, but Kedushin Mekezeh is good. And the third sheet is the Marashdam, who holds it's always good. So you got the three sheets? What are they? Did you write them down? The Ma'aril says what? By Tli Kedushin Mekezeh is bad both by Kesev and Shtar. The Avnei Miluim quotes the Rashi and Ran that it's only bad by Shtar, but by Kesev it's good. And the Marashdam says it's always good. Bein Bekesev, Bein Mishtar. Three sheetahs in Gedol Achronim, what the din is. Thank you, Ovin Yom, for getting it. Now we move on to this Nakuda. And that is, when the Gemara gives a new Teretz, let's get it, Nate. When the Gemara gives a new Teretz, and what's the new criterion? That it doesn't apply to Kedushin, yes? Does that din that we're Jewish Eidim Asira go out the window? We could be talking about regular Eidim. We could be talking about without any Eidim Asira at all. No? Let me ask you a question. When you come up with a new criterion, are we allowing Psula D'Oraisa? Yes, we are. We are allowing Psula D'Oraisa. That answer is going out the window. That is, only listening to the Rabban is not D'Oraisa. Once we asked on that from Seamus Mavakin, and we came up with a whole new thing, as long as it doesn't apply to Kedushin, that can be both Psula D'Rabban and Psula D'Oraisa. So I would say we're talking about what? Without any Masira. Wipe that answer away. Do you know what I'm saying, Eliezer?
Yeah.
And what you're talking about without any Masira, you have Goyim signed on it, that's Psula D'Oraisa. That's what I would say. But the truth is, when get that down in your notes, that's what I would say would follow from the Shach of the Tar of the Gemara. But you look in the Ritva here, and Tysus, Dir Maskel, Yunavez Chaspa, and Rashi right here, when he says, our coast, Nami Leis of Kedushin, Hechadiki Eidi Misir Yisrael. You read it beautifully, Eliezer. Rashi says, no, we are retaining that answer, that there are Jewish Eidi Misir. Rashi says it. Why do you think Rashi wants to retain it? In order to make the Hezber between Shtar Kedushin and Get, because by Shtar Kedushin, there is no psul of our calls if there are Jewish Eidim Asira. There is no psul, whereas by Get, there is a psul because we might rely on them. By Shtar Kedushin, what's the big deal? You rely on them. So you rely on them. They're married. So what? You have Jewish Eidim Asira. Lamaisa, what's the big deal? So Lamaisa comes out, they'll think that they're married. So they'll think that they're married. So they're living in Znus, like we said. That's not like an Ashishish. That's what Rashi's coming to answer, are you, that you do keep it. Because you need to be mazed with the difference between the Shtar Kedushin and the Get. So you want to keep Jewish Eidim Asira there. Don't be kind of like cavalier. That's the word I'm looking for. Don't be so cavalier and say, oh, now that we rejected that rule, we can allow even the Oraisis. And therefore you're going to drop the Eidim Asira. It's not true. You're going to still need the Jewish Eidim Asira. Three Rishonim pointing out. Rashi on the spot, the Ritva, and Tyson in Yudav Beis and Gittin. All three of them point out you need to retain it. You need to retain it because you need to find the difference between a Shtar Kedushin and a Get. By a Shtar Kedushin, we don't care if you end up what? We don't care if you end up using the Goyim on it. Because, okay, they'll say they're married. So, okay, they think they're married. So they're living business without out of wedlock. It's not an Eshishish. But by Get, the stakes are high. You'll end up relying on them, and she goes in Eshishish, it was puzzle. Yes, Benj.
If two people have a kid who are living in business, what's the status of the kid?
Pogum. Pogum. Pogum is a defect. It could be the God of the door, Rabbi says. Nothing. No. There could be nothing wrong. A Ben Need is a Pogum. Let's say a parent's one of the Nori Times Bishop Bokhtin. The guy's a Pogum. Could be the God of the door. He's not a Mamzer. A Ben Need is not a Mamzer. Okay?
There's no
Nafka meaning. No, it just doesn't look nice. But that's all.
Where's the father is a Kohen?
So what's the difference?
Does that affect the status of the son?
I mean, a Kohen with the zone, and then he's a Cholo. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
she's not a Cholo. She's a Jewish woman, single. She was single. They're just single. He's living together. He's not a Pogrom.
Is it
the Kohen lives with a Jewish woman out of wedlock. She's not a Cholo. She's not a Grusha.
Right?
If she was with a Goy, then she's a Zayna. She was with a Goy before in her life.
If
she had a Bia that's a Surah, she's a Zona. That's why if a Kohen marries a Baal's Tshuva, he's got to make sure she never was with a Goy.
Right.
It's hard to ask that question, but you got to ask. she was with a Jew, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she wasn't with anyone, but if she was with someone, if he was a Jewish guy, then that's fine.
So even though you have to ask
that question. You're Mesadar Kedushin. If I'm Mesadar Kedushin, someone asked me once, I wouldn't do it. Someone asked me once, Rahman al Islam, a Kohen married a woman, she was raped. She was raped. So there was a big Talmud Chacham, he's a Nifter, wrote a whole tshuva that based on two rovim, you can assume it was a Jew. I thought I was very uncomfortable with it. I wouldn't be Mesadar Kedushin. He asked me to Mesadar Kedushin. I wouldn't be Mesadar Kedushin. Very difficult. She met the guy in a bar, gave him these pills or something, and he raped her. Rahman al Islam. So he ended up marrying her. Okay, he has a gadol to rely on. I saw the tshuva, he gave me the tshuva. I didn't feel comfortable though. He missed out of kedushin. But if she was living with a Jewish guy, it's not a problem. She's not a zonah. You follow what I'm saying? This is the halacha, okay? This is the halacha. Okay, so that's why I want to bring out that even though theoretically you would have been a little bit cavalier and say, oh, we're including the Rishon LeZion now because there's a new criteria, kedushin. It's not true. You still got to keep the Jewish Eid of Mesirah to come up with a chiluk between what? A Shtar Kedushin and a Get. Yes, Jonathan.
Just in terms of the halacha, Rebbe was talking about in a case where the woman was Rahman al Islam raped by what would end up being her husband?
No.
She was in a bar, right. And she met this guy. And she woke up in the morning, wherever she was. And she didn't know who she was with, if it was a Jew or a Goy. Nafkamin is, if she was with a Goy, she becomes a Zon and she cannot marry a Kohen. And the guy who asked me in Mesadar Kedushin was a Kohen. So there was an Adam Gadol that wrote a tshuva. He said it happened in New York area. He felt there was two roves that we assumed the guy was a Jewish guy. I thought that was very difficult. It was very difficult.
Even if he's Jewish, it's still an Onis, and therefore she wouldn't be allowed to marry him.
No, if he's Jewish, no problem.
Why?
You know, I know what you're confusing. If a guy is married, if a Cohen is married to a woman, and she's raped, then he's got to divorce her. Okay. But here we're talking about she wasn't married. He wasn't married to her yet. Don't confuse that.
Right.
You're right, that's catastrophic. If a Cohen is married to a woman, she's raped either by a Jew or a Goy, he's got to divorce her. It's horrible.
There's no way around that?
No, there's no way around it.
Because of
Ashish issue. No way around it. Very difficult. Some poskim may say maybe if there was a condom used, but it's a very difficult heter. Very difficult heter to say such a thing. Yes, Oren. Go ahead.
Assume that it was a Jew that raped her?
That psak is assuming there was a Jew that raped her, yes. I thought that was very difficult. Because he said that in New York, there are a lot of Yidim, and in this particular city where it happened, there's a lot of Yidden too. I thought it was difficult, very difficult, because it was near a college campus. Most of most of the students are not Jewish. I thought it was a very difficult tshuva. I mean, who am I? I mean, I'm much younger, and he's been nifter. There's a big talmud chacham, but I didn't feel comfortable with it, so I didn't miss out on kedushin. Okay, so we got this. It's a responsibility to miss out because you have to check out things. Okay, all right. Let's go on now. More in Rashi. Let's go, guys. Okay? More horrors. Let's get to. Tysus writes, even though we haven't seen the Tysus inside, but I'm just using it to compare Rashi because we'll do the Tysus inside tomorrow, Bizashem. Tysus says the Tam, there's no takala if we rely on them. V'yachashvu shu mekudeshes. Yes? Tysus writes, there's no big deal. Like I said to you, Binyamin, what are you worried about if you're relying on them? So think they're married. Okay, big deal. Right? They think they're married. What's a big deal? It's not znos. I mean, it's not eshishish. So the Torah's getting asked on that. Listen to this. I want you to get this. It's stark akasha. Think about the case of kusi. The three cases. What's the din of kusi? Why the rabbanim pasul eat kusi b'shtar kedushin? It's a psul the rabbanim. Yes? Aren't the rabbanim matring in eshishish la'ama? That's what you should ask me. That's what you should ask me. By Eid Kusi, by Shtar Kedushin, what's the din? According to the time of Rashi, how were the Rabbanan, possible the Shtar Kedushin? Yes? With Eid Kusi. That psul is the Rabbanan. That means the Rabbanan are matring Eshi Shlama. It's a similar kashi, yes, but you didn't pin it down in the second case. It's the second case he's asking. I understand, but I'm... Okay, I hear what you're asking. Okay, he's...
Multiple times throughout this exact time during Kedushin. Like
I hear you. Arya is saying whatever the Rabbanan say Bekdusha should go. I hear you. The only thing that this is kind of like an external thing, though. It's the Aiden. You know what I mean? It's the Aiden. It's like they're coming from left field completely. No, it's not like the guy was Makadosh with a gun to her head. What the Gemara says, you know, he did Shalok Oak, and so we released the Kedushin. Arya, think about the case where you said Afkinim. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is like an aid. This is on the status of an aid. It's kind of like a peripheral thing. I know it depends. It's chaps and afkimin the kedushin. You follow what I hear? I'm saying. Yeah. Say it's not directly on that. It does chap and afkimin. So he says like this. Maybe this is what you meant. The Torah Skitten says dafka where the psulim are on a specific mikra musuyam. Dafka where we're posting mikra musuyam dafka the kedushin is a track to say we're not going to pass them in rabbanim. But Eid Kusi, the Rabbanan made a psul l'chol eduyos. The Rabbanan institutionalized. They literally institutionalized that an Eid Kusi never would be kosher, ever. Not just on a specific case. You know what I mean? On a specific case, l'maisa, davke eichesh apostin mikrim esuyim davke b'kedushin, then it's shaykh to say don't do it. But they're not doing it on one specific case. They're institutionalizing and saying that Eid Kusi is always what? What are the institutionalized? It's a saying it's always possible for every Eidus. And therefore, it's like any Eidus, Mominus also as well, Halacha L'maisa. And therefore, it's like other Psul Eidus to Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan can misakin a Psul by Kedusha. So it's not exactly what Arya said, that it's based on the din of what? It's not based on the din of Afkinu, but it's a similar Sfara, Arya, what we're saying is when you institutionalize something, then it's fine. And they institutionalize that Eidus is possible by every Eidus, Star Kedushin, Star Mominus. It's not on a specific case. In a specific case, they need to have that time.
I mean, the Rabbanan institutionalized everything, huh? You're saying,
they institutionalized that Eidus would be possible for all Eidus. That they have the power to do. But on a specific case, that they wouldn't do, Nate, because maybe it's good to be not tired. If they make across the board, these guys are always possible, then that's not bad. Okay, so the Taisa Rush also asked this Kasha, and he answers B'Shem Ramoshim Ibra. Please get this, Ramoshim Ibra, one of the Rishonim. And he says the Kavanah of the Gemara is that Eid Kusi Leisa B'Kedushin Linyan Zeh, that by Kedushin or Machshir, even Shnei Eid Kusi. You understand what that means? What does that mean? Up till now, we've always been talking about one Eid Kusi. That's not what he meant, he said. That's not what the Gemara meant. What the Gemara meant to say was Ramoshim Ibra. Says the Gemara meant to say Eid Kusi doesn't exist by Kedushin, because by Kedushin L'maisa, what do? We're not Machshir even what? Eid Kusi Leisa B'Kedushin Linin Zesh B'Kedushin Machshir Mafilish Nei Eid Kusi. Okay, that's what it meant to say. In other words, Eid Kusi is Leisa B'Kedushin Linin Zesh B'Kedushin Machshir Afilu what? Afilish Nei Eid Kusi. What does he mean to say by that? No, but what's the focal point according to Moshe Ibra? That the Kavanah of Gemara is that what? In Eid Kusi, he has to cast the Gabi Eid Kusi, have it psul mid Rabbanan, right? It should be what? It should be possible mid Rabbanan. The Tais HaRosh, came, the Gabi Eid Kusi, have it psul mid Rabbanan. It's a possible mid Rabbanan. Right? How can they say it's possible mid Rabbanan? The Rabbanan what? A Matir and Eshir Islam. He has an Eid Kusi, have it possible mid Rabbanan, right? So what's the answer? The answer is the Kavanah of Gemara means Eid Kusi Leisa B'Kedushin L'Inyan Zeh Shebekedushin Machshirin Afilu Shnei Eid Kusim. What does that mean? What does that mean? We're Machshir even Shnei Eid Kusim. By get Isha and Shtar Shikhar is good. Halacha L'Maisa. Yeah. What it meant to say is that what? Is that by get L'Maisa? What are you doing? What is he fine-tuning here by saying Shnei Eidi Kedushin? You follow what I'm saying? Shnei Eidi Kusim. What do you mean Shnei Eidi Kusim? What's the difference? Whether it's one or two? What does that mean to say? Whether it's one or two. What's the difference whether it's one or two?
Well, if it's one, then we have some. When we kosher Eid checking on
them. What do you mean have a kosher Eid checking on
them? The reason why Kusi is kosher by get is because no one's
going to sign next to him.
But if you have two Kusim, then it's possible because they would sign.
No one's checking on them.
Right.
No one's checking. No. The rationale is by get, there's always going to be someone checking. So if they sign, it must be he's a good guy. By Kedushin, no one's checking on them. So we said it's possible, right? But if you have two guys, then what?
Neither of them.
If you have two guys by getting what? What's your din? What'd you say? So they should be puzzled even by what?
By
getting and by shar shechel. What are you going to say by kedushin? What are you going to say by kedushin? What'd you say?
They're always puzzled.
That, so that's what the Gemara means by ekusi leisiv kedushin leaning zeh, that by kedushin we're machsher even what? We're machsher even what?
Even two.
Even two. Why are you machsher even two? Why would you machsher even two? That's the difference. You see, the difference between Shtar Shikra and Gedish is only by one Eid Kusi. Where Machsher one Eid Kusi by Gedish Shtar, because no one would have signed that. By Kedushin, they would have signed, so therefore we have to apostle it. But by Shnei Eidim, Lamaisa, what are you saying? We're going to be Machsher even what? Leis of Kedushin, Kedushin, Machsher, not Philly, Shnei Eidim, Shnei Eidim Kusim. Meaning what? What did you say?
Everything is always possible. Even good. And for everyone.
So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Lomaisa and Meshem Rim Ibrahim, Eidi Kutsu, Leitzib Kedushin regarding what? What is it, Leitzib Kedushin? What's Leitzib Kedushin? Go back to the cloud. What? What's the cloud then?
Eidi
Kutsu
is possible.
When
two is possible.
So why is it Leitzib
Kedushin? No, so I think it's one.
That's
one. That's the only time that
we've been saying it's always one. By one, it's good by Gedish Yishar Shechel. It's not good by what? By Kedushin, because you don't have that check, right? So what does he bring in two? Two what? What is his Kiddush of his case? That he's saying that what? Eidi Kusim Leisiv Kedushin Linin Zeh. That what? That Kedushin Machshir Nafilu Shnei Eidim Kusim.
So really, even two are kosher by Kedushin.
Flips it around.
That's what I'm saying.
Flips
it around. In other words, we've been thinking up till now that what? Shtar Shechel and Gedish is good. Kedushin's bad. Kedushin is bad only by what? One Eid Kusi. But by Shnei Eid Kusi, what's the din? It's good. Why is it good? What's the rationale behind that? No one's checking them. What do you mean Eidi Masirin? What do you mean Eidi Masirin? All right, we gotta think about this. We gotta think what Ramosha Mibra is saying. Well, let's stop Mincha. We gotta do the Tzitzim and finish up this tomorrow. Figure out Ramosha Mibra. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful